Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. She is the First Lady of Atlanta Baseball, the Queen of Improv, Miss Allie Mack. He's All-American, national champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson.
Publix.
Over there, we got the commissioner, Gordon Robinson, on the ones and twos here in the house. And back there, we do not have creepy-waving Dylan Dallon Matthews. He's a little under the weather. We have Mr. Garrett G. Money Chapman in the house with us. And we are live from Publix here in Smyrna, I believe Highland Station?
Highland Park. Yeah, there you go.
Highland Park.
It is 4480 South Cobb Drive in Smyrna, if you want to stop on by.
And I am going to take the rest of the segment off because they have brought me a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Yeah.
And you guys got this.
I am ashamed to say I have not had a pretzel yet, but I've already hit my caloric intake for the day. So things are about to get sideways, man. I'm just telling y'all, it's unfortunate. I feel like I'm being branded as the fat guy. I'll wear that. I'll do that. You know what I mean? Things have to happen.
I think you're indulging. We're not labeling you as
a fat guy. It doesn't help that my hydraulic already went out in my chair. You know what I mean? Like, I already shrunk towards the floor a little bit.
Yeah.
Which, you know, for a lot of these chairs, there's a 250-pound weight limit. And I was testing the gangster of that. So, yeah, man. What an awesome setup once again.
I know. If you walk into Publix, you can't miss us. We're underneath the massive tent.
Yeah, it's a tailgate tent, ironically enough, as we tailgate here at Publix.
We are tailgating at home at Publix and doing that. So it's pretty cool. But, well, yeah, happy to be here once again.
And I want to say thank you to James and Christian and Ricky and Randy and Haiti and Tanya. They are taking such great care of us. I also want to let you in on the fact that Publix's mascot, Play-Doh, has stopped by.
Yes.
He's in timeout right now.
There he is right there.
He is in timeout right now because his tail got a little crazy and knocked over Bo's orange juice.
That's the second Publix in a row we've been to where a mascot had an accident. You know what I mean? So I don't know what the polar bear's name is. I don't know if he has one.
He's the Coke bear, I guess.
Coca-Cola polar bear.
I mean, but that's like us saying, hey, it's the Publix dinosaur. You know, I mean, like, there's got to be a name for him.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm sure there is. But, yes, that's the second time in a row we've had an accident. This time just so happened to be on top of Bo's backpack. So.
Yeah, it's going to smell like, it's going to be sticky now.
It's okay, Play-Doh. You are just fine.
Yes.
But we are going to be out here all morning. If you want to stop in and say hi, they are handing us so much food. And there's going to be a lot of samples from Boar's Head incoming. So please stop by if you have time this morning. You can go ahead and knock out your groceries for the weekend. So,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Efficiency, that is my love language. Stop on by 4480 South Cobb Drive, Southeast in Smyrna. Why are you laughing?
What? Efficiency,
efficiency
is your love language?
Is my love
that's
language.
That's not a love language.
It is my love
that
language.
That might just be something you prefer in a partner, but yeah, that's not a love language.
It's
let
like
me tell
acts
you.
Acts of kindness and stuff.
No. Efficiency is get my love language. Listen, Grant McCauley proposed and had a photographer there to take engagement photos on site. Efficiency. It was done.
Okay.
Over.
That is, wow. That is, I'm going to tell you something. I could go two ways. That's either overthinking, like the moment, like doing, that's doing a lot, or that is absolutely brilliant. I want to go with the first one because that's who I am. But the second one knows what going and having to do the engagement pictures being a whole separate event was like.
Yeah.
And so I'm actually probably going to go with brilliant because he got it all out of the way at once. Like, you know what? Boom, let's just get this all done.
And now knowing that about you, I'm like, she probably hates us because we're two of the least efficient people known to man.
What do you mean? Like when I ask, what do you want to talk about at 7? And it's a continuous conversation between the two of you?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we had the conversation just off air.
Yes.
Yeah. I think I've always felt like I work with efficiency. It's just actually starting the process, right? It takes me forever to. I'm a procrastinator. I was the kid that was like, dude, I can write that paper in 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I really could. Just was no one. I didn't tell anybody that it was literally at 9 o'clock at night that I would write it in 2 hours the night before it was due, because that's how I work.
Yeah.
So I operate best.
Yeah.
That's
well,
efficiency, ain't it?
That's what you had to say.
Pressure brings out the best in us.
Yeah.
Well, here are the headlines. Since we last got to hang out, the Hawks will play the Nuggets tonight. Pregame is at 7 right here on 92.9. The game tip is set for 7:30. AJ Terrell has been nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year. The World Cup draw is today. We'll have Jason Longshore on at 8 a.m. to cover everything that's going on today. And Andy and Randy will be at Streets of Buckhead for Atlanta's FIFA Final Draw watch party. It's going to be outside, so dress warm, guys. And it is free for fans. The event starts at 11. The draw is at noon. And, of course, it is championship weekend with the SEC championship on Saturday at 4 and Big Ten at 8.
The AJ Terrell thing real mm-hmm. quick. We were – when I was at Flyer Branch with Mike Bell for Dukes and Bell on Wednesday, they had his family up there. They had already known. They made us keep it under wraps, which I'm very proud of Mike Bell for keeping a secret
yeah.
for probably the third time in his life. And it was really cool. It's really Avion was there, his brother, who obviously plays at Clemson. It couldn't be a better human being, I think, than AJ Terrell.
Yeah. Right now. Yep.
There's a lot of athletes that are from this city that obviously grow up and go play professionally somewhere else. He's one that got to come back home, and getting to see him over the last few years, I absolutely love the dude. He's such a great human being and an ambassador of this city.
Yeah, there's been a certain blossoming to that entire situation where he's been willing to step into the spotlight and take a lot of that focus that comes with being a franchise player and being one of those guys that's from this state. So, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, and Allie, you know, going back to what you said, it's SEC Championship weekend. I would say that 9.5 out of 10 questions I've gotten this week have been about the SEC Championship.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's a lot about the Atlanta Falcons. My college allegiance kind of stays across the state line most of the time, and yet they're traveling here to play in the SEC Championship game against the hometown squad. So it kind of is what it is. But I don't know what to think. There's been injuries on both sides in this game. There's so many ups and downs. I think both of these teams have struggled to play with that, you know, the same level of intensity throughout the year, but I think Georgia is probably the hotter team right now, and I think Bama's taken a step back in recent weeks. So a lot of my focus will be going towards that SEC Championship this week, and I cannot wait to watch that game tomorrow.
It's funny because I say the same thing every time the last two games against Alabama and Georgia. I think the talent's really close, but I think Georgia's got a slight advantage.
Yeah.
Maybe closer than people realize. But I always got to go with the head coach. And Kirby Smart's the better head coach to me.
I agree.
But guess what? Kalen DeBoer's 2-0 against him. And the one thing that you try to run the ball in Georgia, they're going to shut you down most of the time. A quarterback that can throw and a quarterback that can move has traditionally given the Kirby Smart, the Nick Saban style defenses trouble.
Yeah.
Do I think it's to that level anymore? No, because look at guys like Jalen Walker and what they were able to do.
Sure.
But there is something about what Kirby Smart and Glenn Schumann, who has really reestablished himself as a great defensive coordinator this year, something about what they do defensively that Kalen DeBoer can find a weakness in and use it to at least win at least a half and find a way to hold on and win games.
Well, and I think what you've seen, at least in the last two regular season games where Bama has been successful, is they've made the plays, right? You look at the Ryan Williams play 2 years ago where he goes up over the defender and then cuts back across the grain and gets all the way to the end zone. You know, after Georgia had taken a lead right there at the end, you look at the tackle against Cash Jones on the fourth down play.
Yeah.
I mean, those are two plays that completely changed the outcomes of those games. And so I think that it's hard for me to look at it because I am such a fan of Kirby Smart, and I do believe wholeheartedly in Georgia as a football team, to look at it and just keep playing the odds and going, okay, you're going to keep making those plays. You know, those aren't schematics things. Those are guys digging deep and by a shoelace being able to bring down Cash Jones in the backfield.
Well, you're not just a fan of Kirby Smart. I think about this often when you bring that up and then people go, oh, Bama guy. I'm like, you do realize this guy won a national title with Kirby on as one of his coaches. Now, I know Kirby wasn't like, hey, Johnson, you missed that block
right,
over
right,
there.
Right, right, right.
Because he was a DC and you're an offensive lineman. But it's a guy there's some moments where you guys won an SEC title and you won a national title together. It's not like Kirby Smart is a complete stranger to you and you don't – it's like, I hate Georgia because I hate Kirby and blah, blah, blah. Like, that, there's an intimate relationship there.
I mean, not only him, but Glenn Schumann. I mean, Glenn Schumann was there with us and as have been a number of other members that have been on and off of Kirby's staffs over the years. So, look, man, there could not be more respect from my angle to not only the coach that Kirby was back then – starting in 2007 when he got to Alabama, but the coach that he's become at Georgia. So I think it's been awesome. I remember talking to him right before he took the Georgia job about his prospects of being a head coach, and a lot of topics came up, and he just said, look, I'm going to take the right job when it comes along, and he did. And he knew exactly which one it was, and he knew which one he wanted, and he knew where he could flourish and be successful, and that's why you see these two teams start to square off in games like this.
Well, and I have to know going into this weekend, because all week, Mike, you were trying to figure out a bet to set with Rusty Mantle.
Yeah.
Do you have anything with any of your friends going into championship weekend? Or Bo, you too?
No, I don't. I think that there is a – first of all, I got a lot going on this weekend. But second of all, there is a level of – I don't want to call it timidness. You know what I mean? But – I think that it's such a coin flip of a game that I think on both sides people are like, I ain't making that bet. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I ain't making that bet, dude. Like I said, I believe in Georgia. I picked Georgia to win the national title two, 3 weeks ago on this show. It doesn't mean that they couldn't still lose this game and win a national title, but I think that that's something to keep in mind. And I don't think Bama's played well recently. I don't think Ty Simpson's playing right now at the level he was in Athens a couple of months ago. So, I don't know. There's a lot of hurdles to kind of go with this entire matchup. I'm going to enjoy talking about it throughout the day, but it's a massive, massive game, I think, on both sides, to kind of determine how this is going to head going into the college football playoff.
It's interesting because of how good – I feel like Ty Simpson's been, if not one of the best quarterbacks in the country all year. Is he playing as good as he was? No, but also Oklahoma is probably the best defense in the SEC. If not that, they're one of the two. And then you look at playing Auburn. There's something – Nick Saban has said it. That place is haunted at Jordan-Hare. And it is. If you've never been there to see a game,
I would
advise to go because it's an unbelievable atmosphere. And they were rolling, and the defense let them down in that game. And then you know what happens when teams, especially in a rivalry game, start feeling themselves, start putting points. So, but the aspect – but I don't know if there's enough – it feels like – the two championship games this weekend, the Big Ten and the SEC, are such good matchups, but I don't feel like there's been as much national prep. Maybe I just haven't been able to see it as much, but it feels like these are just enormous matchups.
Yeah, and this, you know, that Big Ten game being 1-2, and it's the first – we talked about it, it's the first time in 16 years since that has happened, since my senior year of college when we faced off with Tim Tebow in Florida. And so that's going to get a lot of the headlines. But I think people, obviously, from around these parts and in the Southeast are going to be focused on, you know, what's happening at Mercedes-Benz. And you bring up Ty Simpson. And just to kind of close the book on that for just a little bit, I think Oklahoma heated him up. I think that Brent Venables has done a good job of doing that over the last couple of years. And the scary thing, I think, for Bama fans is that Auburn took the same page out, kind of heated him up between the A-gaps. Bama didn't have great answers. They kind of took downfield shots against some of the blitzes, and Ty Simpson was unable to connect on some of those. And I think that's why you led to some of those to some of those drives in the second half kind of falling flat and for it being a tighter game.
If they want to do that and they vacate the middle of the field,
yeah,
Ty Simpson has got to be something that Kalen's worked with him and say, if they come up that A gap and then they vacate that middle, you've got to have something to break you from doing that.
You definitely do.
And Ty's got to find a way to get out and abuse them on it.
You would have to think that was the primary focus for that offense throughout this week, is protecting through the middle, deciding which defenders are going to come, and being able to connect quickly on some of the side adjusts, some of the hot route stuff.
Hot route.
Georgia's going to throw.
Hot route.
Well, I do want to mention that Kalen was kind of wrapped up in some rumors swirling around with the coaching carousel. We'll get into some of that audio at 6:40. But coming up next, we're going to dig into this weekend's matchup and hear from Marquise Williams. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with the Morning Shift. We are live from Publix in Smyrna on 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.